Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: rain with areas of fog, a low of 36. Unlike some of her party colleagues in Congress, Wisconsin Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin will be attending the inaugural ceremony for President-elect Donald Trump, noting she represents all residents of the Badger State.
You know, I certainly respect their decisions. I'm going, as I have to previous inaugurations, because I respect this democracy and that I am a representative in the United States Senate.
On WRJN's Community Conversation, Senator Baldwin noted a new bill she's part of to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, as the incoming president promised to do the day he takes office.
I think that this incoming president will need to be held accountable to his pledges, and he needs to keep his word to the American workers. And it is a belief that I have held for a long, long time that TPP is a bad deal for Wisconsin workers, for the American workers.
Baldwin says not only must the new president be held accountable for what goes forward in Washington, but also the Republican-led Congress for the state of Wisconsinites and all Americans. Two Racine County Board committees at a joint meeting yesterday evening recommended approval of a proposed $4.65 million loan to Incinerator for the construction of a new company headquarters in Mount Pleasant. Funding for the loan, if it's approved by the full board, will come from the county reserves and perhaps involve some borrowing, according to County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. Incinerator President Chad Severson said the need for additional manufacturing space at the company's 21st Street facility in the city of Racine sparked the process of finding a new site for a new headquarters building. But he said the number of people working at the manufacturing site won't change in the near future.
Our history is one of growth, and we've been fortunate enough to continue to grow. And so like all things, we readdress that capacity every year. But as of right now, relatively flat headcount on 21st Street due to the fact that we're outsourcing so that we can actually assemble more in that facility. We're really constrained in that facility right now.
Laura Million, Racine County Economic Development Corporation Business Development Manager, told supervisors that Incinerator won't have to pay back the loan if it maintains 170 jobs at the new facility with an average salary of $85,000 for 6 years. The Executive Committee and the Finance and Human Resources Committee voted unanimously to recommend approval of the loan to the full county board. On Monday, the Mount Pleasant Village Board is scheduled to vote on a $600,000 grant to Incinerator for the facility to be built at Highways 20 and V. These are the final 5 months of the Racine Civic Leaders Academy Charter School after a 3-year run. And last night, a kind of roundtable discussion took place at the old Winslow School building, including what could be taken away from the experience going forward, perhaps on another better attempt. Principal Danny Decker noted RCLA took all students.
We could have told kids, you can go back to your home school. I haven't done that yet. In 3 years, I have not done that. And I will. I was tempted the other day when a mom told me she was happy my school was closing. Trust me, I was then. But I have not done that at all, and I refuse, because I believe that as long as they're here, it is our job to help and support them as much as we can to get on the path so that they are successful, no matter where they are.
Lower than expected enrollment is mainly behind the RCLA board's decision to close, the Racine Unified School Board then voting to formally terminate the charter contract as of June 30th. A company called Passport, which does mobile payment platforms for parking around the country, is the recommendation of the Racine Transit and Parking Commission for a contract to provide the mobile payphone capabilities that so many people are requesting these days instead of physically feeding parking meters. City Purchasing Agent Kathy Casper explained that Passport was picked out of 3 RFP responses by a review committee. She said there's no specific dollar amount for the contract to be negotiated with Passport.
Most likely at this point, the cost structures that we received from the various proposals that came back, the cost will be passed along to the people utilizing the service.
Casper told WRJN News the goal is to get the deal done by spring, so the additional mobile device meter pay options are in place for increased tourism, though nickels, dimes, and quarters will also still work. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.